The word of God given to us today is Luke 13, 31 through 34. Please turn to page 118 of the New Testament. I will read the words. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day. For surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.'" On November 17, 1905, the Japanese Empire placed 800 cavalry, 5,000 artillery, 20,000 foot soldiers, and executed the Japan-Korea Protectorate Treaty of 1905, depriving the Korean Empire of its diplomatic sovereignty. The Korean Empire therefore became a protectorate of the Japanese Empire. 5 years later, on August 29, 1910, the Japan-Korea Annexation Treaty of 1910 became effective, by which the Korean Empire became a protectorate of the Japanese Empire, from then until becoming independent on August 15, 1945. The pain from the oppression and exploitation of the Japanese Empire, which the people of this nation had to suffer for 35 years, cannot be put into words. After the Japanese Empire took over the Korean Empire, the Japanese Empire exerted pressure on the church because it thought that the organization, which is the greatest obstacle to controlling the Korean Empire, was the church. Taking all kinds of measures to destroy the church, the Japanese Empire formally deified the Japanese emperor from 1930 and required visiting the shrine from 1935. The Japanese Empire insisted that visiting the shrine was not a religious ceremony, but a public act, and that it was not an act of worship, but an expression of utmost honor to the ancestors. The Korean church at first strongly opposed visiting the shrine as idol worship, but the Catholics, by the instructions from the Vatican, first accepted this practice. In the Protestant church, the Methodist church was the first to surrender. By 1938, the Presbyterian church also did the same. However, there were many people who were martyred while fighting against visiting the shrine to the end, and about 200 churches were closed down. Pastor Jugichar was at the forefront of the opposition against visiting the shrine. Pastor Jugichar was arrested by the Japanese police twice. He was tortured for 7 months, and he gave his last sermon at Sanjonghyun Church in Pyongyang on the first week of February 1939. The title of this sermon was Five Wishes I Have. The summary points of his sermon are as follows. First, allow me to overcome the power of death. Second, allow me to endure the ordeals inflicted on my body. Third, I commit my elderly mother, my wife and children, and my congregation to the Lord. Fourth, allow me to live for righteousness and die for righteousness. Fifth, I commit my spirit to the Lord. I will read the fourth summary point, allow me to live for righteousness and die for righteousness, as written. There are right ways that a person should follow as a human after being born. For a citizen of a nation, there is the way of fidelity to the nation. For a woman, there is the way of chastity. And as a Christian, there is the way of righteousness as a Christian. So Zhuge Liang stabilized the Han Dynasty, which was on the demise, and until he fell at the Battle of the Wuzhang Plains, he practiced Gukgung Jinsui, Sai Hui, gave his all without holding back, stopping only after death. In short, he exerted himself until the moment of his death. If the righteous way between men is like this, then what should we who serve God do? Shouldn't we give our all without holding back and be faithful to death? Though two brothers, Baegi and Seokjae, were subjects of Shang Dynasty, it could not bear to live in Zhao Dynasty. They hid themselves at Shuyangshan and starved to death while living on bracken ferns at the western mountain. They were like pure and fresh wind that lasts forever and amazed everyone with the nobility of their characters. Jeong Mongju shed blood on Seonjukgyo for Goryeo Dynasty, which was on the way to ruin. Bamboo may have sprouted, but verdant green. Bright was his integrity, greener than a bamboo tree. Say, my body dies and dies, 100 times differently, and white bones become dust and dirt. And whether there be a soul or not, never will it change my single heart for my beloved. This is how our virtuous men who loved our country, with great principles of fidelity and loyalty. If a man's righteous way to his country is this, then could the single-heartedness for the Lord, once a person becomes a Christian, ever change? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego held on to their great principle of faith and jumped into fire, and Daniel even went into a lion's den with the spirit of Israel nestled in his heart. Loving Jesus, what is fire? Loving Jesus, what is a lion's den? What shall we fear? Stephen was stoned to death, and Peter hung on the cross upside down. Never, never, the bride of Christ cannot break chastity for other guys. I grew up in Jesus when I was young, and I swore to devote myself to Jesus tens, hundreds of times. I have made a living and received glory in the name of Jesus. How could I then today, when God's commandments have been broken and the name of Jesus has fallen to the ground, escape and lamely seek to save my life? Oh, the name of my Lord Jesus is falling to the ground. Pyongyang, Pyongyang, my Jerusalem of East, the land of courtesy, glory is departing from you. Borambong, wail. Taedong River, cry with me as you flow 100,000 years. I will give, as meager as it is, I will give this life to the Lord. The sword waiting for me, I will walk towards that sword. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Even if I die and die again, die 100 times again, my fidelity to the Lord will never change. The cross, I give my body before the cross that the Lord has borne. How many days our lives are fleeting as the dews on the grass. Life is short, but righteousness is forever. My beloved congregation, let us die for righteousness and live for righteousness. For one to abandon righteousness, and moreover abandon righteousness towards Jesus, is to live a life that is no better than that of an animal. Dear all, Jesus is living. Let us die as Jesus and live as Jesus. In 1938, Pastor Jugichul was martyred just 1 year and 4 months before independence, which was in his sixth year of imprisonment after being sentenced to prison for 10 years. On April 20th, 1944, a day before Pastor Jugichul was martyred, Pastor Jugichul, who suffered torture, was being carried by prison guards on his back. When Pastor Jugichul met his wife and spoke his last words, he said, "Please take care of my mother. I would like to have a warm bowl of porridge. Please tell the church I will go to the Kingdom of God to pray for Sanjangyeon Church and the Korean Church. Please do not take me to Ungcheon, but bury me at Dolbaksan in Pyongyang. At that time, there were many Christians and pastors who could escape pain and torture to live a little more comfortably by saying that visiting the shrine was a public act. However, the legitimacy of the Korean church was followed by Pastor Jugichar. As time passes, we'll remember more clearly how to live as a Christian and what it means to follow the truth. Pastor Jugichar's faith is the result of a life with our Lord Jesus Christ as the purpose of life. Pastor Jugichar knew the path Jesus would take and walked on the same path. Today's scripture shows this. Verse 31 states, "At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, 'Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you.' Jesus said, 'Even if the kingdom of God seems insignificant like a single mustard seed in a field of vegetables and like yeast to work through 60 pounds of flour, we must live for the kingdom of God.'" Jesus said, living for the kingdom of God requires striving to enter through a narrow gate, which requires making best efforts like an Olympic athlete running at full speed to win a medal, and a soldier at war fighting with his life at risk. Because if we don't do that, there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth at the judgment of God. While Jesus was delivering these words, one Pharisee came up and said, "King Herod is trying to kill you, so you must leave at once." Herod in the book of Gospel is mostly referring to Herod Antipas. He's the son of Herod the Great who tried to kill baby Jesus. It's unclear by this one passage whether this Pharisee had good intentions or bad intentions toward Jesus. Either is possible, but it is more likely to be the latter, given the general relationships between Pharisees and Jesus. In other words, the Pharisees are trying to use the name of King Herod to make Jesus leave from the territory governed by King Herod. Pharisees hated King Herod. King Herod was not Jewish, and he oppressed the Israelites, so he was thought of as an enemy. Pharisees tried to use the name of King Herod to drive out Jesus. Pharisees were trying to achieve their religious purpose by the logic that my enemy's enemy is my friend, and by mooching off earthly authorities. It was not true that King Herod was trying to kill Jesus. Jesus was sending his disciples to speak about the kingdom of God. The disciples not only spread the gospel, but also healed the sick. King Herod heard about this and said this. Luke 9:9 states, "But Herod said, 'I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about?' And he tried to see him." King Herod thought that Jesus was John the Baptist, who King Herod killed, so he wanted to know who Jesus was, and he wanted to see Jesus. Therefore, it was not true that King Herod was trying to kill Jesus. However, Jesus heard that King Herod was trying to kill him and called King Herod a fox. Herod Antipas took as his wife Hernias, who was formerly married to his brother Philip. When John the Baptist pointed out this was wrong, Herod Antipas was the one who would have John the Baptist beheaded by the request of Herodias' daughter. The reason Jesus calls Herod Antipas a fox was because Jesus saw the sly character in Herod Antipas. Despite what the Pharisees said, Jesus said this about the way he would live. Verse 32 and 33 states, he replied, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal." In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. What does today and tomorrow and the third day mean? There are a number of interpretations. Literally speaking, it's interpreted that Jesus will serve today and tomorrow where he currently is, and then on the third day, he will leave the area ruled by King Herod. Symbolically speaking, today could be in reference to the present, and tomorrow in reference to the time for traveling to Jerusalem, and the third day to the time for dying on the cross to be raised from the dead and to complete the ministry. What is important is not how this passage is interpreted, but that Jesus was not swayed by external forces and he completed his life given to him. Jesus was expressing his strong determination to live his life up to the point of death on the cross for our sins, even if the people with the religious power by the name of Pharisees schemed against him, and even if the people with the political power conspired against him. While the people with the religious power tried to kill Jesus, and the people with the political power tried to drive Jesus away from the area where they controlled, Jesus had compassion on them. Verse 34 and 35 states, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Israelites persecuted and tried to kill Jesus, but Jesus loved them and grieved that the end was near. On November 20th, 1905, which was 3 days after the Japan-Korea Protectorate Treaty on November 17, 1905, a journalist named Chang Ji-yeon wrote an opinion piece on Hwangsong Shinmun titled "시야 방성 대국, I Cry Out on This Day." Jerusalem fell by the Roman general Titus in the year 1780. For the next 1900 years, until becoming independent on 1948, Israelites roamed around as stateless people. Jesus thought about this, he knew this, and he could not bear the pain. This was Jesus' version of I Cry Out on This Day. The person who was at the forefront of arresting people who followed Jesus was Apostle Paul. Paul travels far and near to arrest the Jesus followers. When Paul, on the way to Damascus, met the resurrected Jesus, Paul was blinded for 3 days and he could not eat or drink. Paul could see again only after meeting a disciple named Ananias, and the scales fell from his eyes. Paul then changed from the life against Jesus to the life for Jesus to live the rest of his life for Jesus. Paul completed his first, second, and third missionary journey. He was arrested in Jerusalem and taken to Rome as a prisoner. He shed his blood as a martyr. When Apostle Paul was about to finish his third missionary journey, he stayed at Philip's house at Caesarea. At that time, a prophet named Agabus came, untied Paul's belt, and tied his hands and feet. Agabus said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will blind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." This meant that Apostle Paul would die if he were to go to Jerusalem. If I had heard such a prophecy, I must have said, "The Holy Spirit is showing me a vision to save me. I should not go to Jerusalem and go somewhere else." The people who heard this prophecy of Agabus also persuaded Apostle Paul not to go to Jerusalem. However, Apostle Paul said this. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Paul insisted on going to Jerusalem. What was the reason? Because it was the will of the Holy Spirit. This is what Paul said in Acts 22-24. "What shall we do? They will certainly hear that you have come. So do what we tell you." There are four men with us who have made a vow. Take these men, join in their purification rites, and pay their expenses so that they can have their heads shaved. Then everyone will know there is no truth in these reports about you, but that you yourself are living in obedience to the law." The Holy Spirit already told Paul that pain and imprisonment await Paul, not only in Jerusalem, but wherever he goes. Nevertheless, Apostle Paul said that his calling is important to him, and therefore he does not consider his life to be precious. That is why he was not stopped by the suffering awaiting him in Jerusalem. It was like Jesus, who went to Jerusalem knowing the suffering awaiting him. You may want to ask, did the same Holy Spirit tell the prophet Agabus that Paul should not go to Jerusalem, and then tell Paul to go to Jerusalem? No, it wasn't that the Holy Spirit spoke differently. The Holy Spirit showed the same scene. However, the interpretations were different. The prophet Agabus interpreted that Paul would face terrible suffering if he were to go to Jerusalem, so I should not let him go. Paul saw the same scene but interpreted that going to Jerusalem involves great suffering and someone has to go. Jesus is telling me that he would like me, Paul, to go. On August 6th, there was an explosion and fire at a paper box factory in Ansan, Gyeonggi Province. The fire stopped after 12 hours, and a firefighter named Seo Kwon-ho lost his life. He was a veteran fireman who worked for 15 years and who practiced his belief to be the first to enter the scene and the last to leave the scene. On this day, Seo Kwon-ho had arrived to the scene before any other fighters just 5 minutes after receiving the call. He saw people coming out of the building and thought there might be more people inside, so he was on his way down to the basement when there was another explosion which caused burns all over his body and he could not come back out alive. He could not have entered the building when he saw the people coming out of that building. He could have just focused on turning a fire outside the building. However, he entered the burning building to check if there was anyone else inside, because that was a way the firefighter needed to live. Jesus walked on the way of the Lord and the way of the cross. The apostles proceeded on the way of the apostles. The fires proceed on the way of the firefighters. As we live in this world and as we age, we tend to compromise with the ways of the world, and we tend to look for easier and more comfortable ways of life. We have our way of life as Christians at home, at workplace, and at other places in our lives. This is not easy. However, the Lord tells us to walk on the right path. This Thursday is the 74th Independence Day. It has been a long time since we became independent from the Japanese Empire. Unfortunately, the Korean Peninsula is still divided and in a state of confrontation. The relationships with the neighboring countries are also difficult. The trade conflicts between the U.S. and China are not just with the tariffs, but continuing with the subject of currency exchange rate. On August 5th, the U.S. Treasury designated China as a currency manipulator. The stock markets around the world plunged, and Korea was no exception. Both KOSPI and KOSDAQ fell sharply, and the currency exchange rate between Korean won and U.S. dollars greatly fluctuated, resulting in loss of 50 trillion Korean won in the aggregate value of listed stocks in just one day. China has caused serious loss on the Korean economy in connection with the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in 2017. The relationship with Japan is even more critical. Japan invaded the Joseon Dynasty in 1592 and destroyed the entire nation for 7 years. Many people were killed and great wealth was taken. Many people were held hostage. After about 300 years, Japan once again used forces on Korea and oppressed both the state and the people in terms of politics, economy, diplomacy, society, culture, and human dignity. The remnants of colonialism still affect the Korean society. Applying economic sanctions and retaliation instead of resolving the present historical and political problems between Korea and Japan with historical and political solutions destroy the trust in the international relations. We need to use our will to build up our nation. We need to make best efforts to protect our nation and to protect the people's livelihood against aggressions from other countries in all circumstances. We need to not allow another tragedy of the king falling on his knees in surrender or losing the sovereignty or being attacked by the North. However, this will not be enough. We are Christians who believe in God, who created, rules over, and loves the universe. Christians are the people who see the world not only with the eyes of the people, but also through the eyes of God. Also, God made us to be born in Korea or to be otherwise living in Korea. Korea is geographically located between China and Japan. Koreans, we are the people who proceed on the way as Christians here in Korea. God called the prophet Jonah to go to Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, the enemy state which deprived the sovereignty of North Israel and repeatedly exploited North Israel, ultimately leading to the fall of North Israel. Assyria destroyed North Israel and used the policy of assimilation by making people from other nations live in North Israel. The Jewish people, therefore, despised the Samaritans more than the other people, even though they both lived in Israel. The conflicts between the peoples escalated. However, God persuaded Jonah, saying that there are 120,000 people in Nineveh who do not know their right hand from left. We are the people who need to protect our country, and at the same time, we're the people who need to cultivate the future of peace along with China and Japan, which are intertwined in unfortunate histories. We should be the people who pass down the history of joy and peace, not the unfortunate history, to our children. Let us proceed on our way now, being built together in the Lord, and let us provide our children with the gift of future. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for teaching us through the words that there is a way for us to proceed and walk as the children of God. We, for the most part, already know the way we should walk, yet we do not walk and we ask for your forgiveness. We do not walk on the right path, sometimes because of selfishness and pride, sometimes because of the benefits from the world, sometimes from fear. Please give us all courage of faith. Please help us believe that there is nothing more meaningful and valuable than living in your kingdom under your reign. Thank you for the 74th anniversary of Independence Day. Please lead and guide Korea to protect the nation from external forces. Please help us walk on the way of Jesus Christ and obey to the word of God for Korea and the Korean society to be a better health, and to accept that there are people who are different, for us to give due recognition for all of us to enjoy our lives together. Please help Korea be at peace with China and Japan. Please help Korea be the cultivator of peace in the international society to serve as an agent of peace. Please help our children experience your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.